Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this spectacular Sunday.
It is a spectacular Sunday, and our Do Not Fear scripture for the day, and this being October 1st and a Sunday, this is very interesting because it's, well, it says a lot. Matthew 6, 25 through 34, longest one we've had so far. But it says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you have need of them. But seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own.
Hallelujah.
There are several do not fears and do not worries in all of that.
Amen.
Really.
On today's call, we're going to talk about, I will bless you with everything I have.
Woo.
Now, we want to give you a caution. The scriptures we're about to share with you may cause a Holy Ghost explosion in your spirit. You may find yourself shouting, even running around the room. Well, one thing is for sure. You will be praising God.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews 6:14, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. As we were reading this scripture, it ignited in our spirits. So we decided to read it in several other translations. For instance,
Hebrews 6:14 in the Message Bible says it this way. He said, I promise that I'll bless you with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. Now that's a great one to personalize on this sensational Sunday.
It really is. Mm. He said, I promise that I'll bless Ray with everything I have. Bless and bless and bless. He said, I promise that I'll bless Brenda with everything I have. Bless, bless, and bless. Hallelujah. And one more. He said, I'll promise that I'll bless Lejeune with everything I have. Bless and bless. And bless.
Amen.
Wow. God says, I'll bless you with everything I have. That sounds amazing. Are we talking about, here's the question. Are we taking God up on those promises today? Sadly, there are some people who love God with all their hearts. But they think when the scripture says, God will bless us, it only refers to eternal life, the sweet by and by. But that's just not what this scripture means. For instance, according to Strong's Concordance, the word bless is found in Hebrews 6:14, is the Greek word that means bless, calls to prosper, to make happy, to be favored of God.
Wow.
We're talking about being blessed, prospered, and favored of God right here, right now. And it's not God's desire for you to be broken and dead up to your eyebrows. God wants you prosperous. He wants you blessed to be a blessing. And you can't bless someone else if you're broke, unhappy, playing the blame game, walking in guilt, and relying on excuses as to why you're not where you know you ought to be. It's not God's desire for you to always look like you were weaned on a dill pickle. God wants you happy. More than that, he wants you full of joy.
His joy.
His joy.
For sure.
Absolutely. Happiness is happiness is external and relies on your circumstances. Being broke is certainly not a happy circumstance. Whereas joy is internal and based on your knowledge of the word and your understanding that no matter what happens around you, God will always direct your path to his desired blessing flow for your life. The word bless also means favored of God.
Mm-mm. Then we were directed to Galatians 3:9, classic amplified, but we had a smile reading this one. It says, so then, those who are people of faith are blessed and made happy and favored by God as partners in fellowship with a believing and trusting Abraham. The word blessed in this verse is the same Greek word that was used in Hebrews 6:14. And as you remember, in the Greek word, which is G2127, it means to cause to prosper, to make happy, to be favored of God. So let's look again at Galatians 3:9, this time in the contemporary English version. It says, this means that everyone who has faith will share in the blessings that were given to Abraham because of his faith. And here again, we can personalize this. Wow.
This means that Pat, who has faith, will share in the blessings that were given to Abraham because of his faith. This means
that Loretta, who has faith and will share in the blessings that were given to Abraham because of his faith. Hallelujah. This means that Sonia, who has faith, will share in the blessings that were given to Abraham because of his faith. Seems like a good idea to look at Genesis 22:15. In the Message Bible, it says the angel of God spoke from heaven a second time to Abraham. I swear God's sure word, because you have gone through with this and have not refused to give your son, your dear, dear son, I'll bless you. Oh, how I'll bless you. And I'll make sure that your children flourish like the stars in the sky, like the sand on the beaches. And your descendants will defeat their enemies. What a promise. All nations on earth will find themselves blessed through your descendants because you obeyed me.
Wow. I love it.
For sure. It's clear to us we're blessed because we're the descendants of Abraham. In Acts 3:25, classic amplified, it says, you are the descendants, sons of the prophets, and the heirs of the covenant which God made and gave to your forefathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed, the heir, shall be all the families of the earth be blessed and benefited. That's why Jesus came. Just as God promised to bless Abraham, he will also bless us. Why does God desire to bless his people? Well, he wants this covenant established on the earth. We are to be a blessing, blessed to be a blessing to other people, as it says in Deuteronomy 8:18. He gives us the ability to get wealth.
All the promises and blessings of Abraham belong to you and I, according to Genesis 22:18. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Let's look at Acts 3:25, this time in the Classic Amplified, where it says, you're the descendants, sons of the prophets, and heirs of the covenant which God made and gave to your forefathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed, heir, shall all the families of the earth be blessed and benefit. I hope you're ready for this. When we say you are blessed or will be blessed so that you can be a blessing to others. God does not prosper you for the purpose of raising your standard of living. He prospers you so that you can raise your standard of giving.
And, recently we had, there's a well-known guy who quoted that. We thought, he's been reading our material.
Yes, he has.
But anyway, no big deal.
The call of God upon Abraham can be the model for God's call for us. Just as God promised to bless Abraham, He will also bless us. Why does God desire to bless his people? So that we might establish his covenant. We're blessed to be a blessing to others.
In 2 Corinthians 9:8, Classic Amplified, it says, and God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances. Don't you like all these alls?
I love it.
And whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. We're also blessed because we praise his name. Psalm 145, verse 2, Classic Amplified, says, every day with its new reasons will I bless you, affectionately and gratefully praise you. Yes, I will praise your name forever and ever. As we praise the Lord, he blesses us as we walk in his righteousness. He blesses us. Proverbs 333 in the Classic Amplified says, the curse of the Lord is in and on the house of the wicked, but he declares blessed, joyful, and favored with blessings the home of the just and consistently righteous. When we do and then always endeavor to do what's right before the Lord, when we obey his instructions, he will bless us beyond measure. Ephesians 1:3, Classic Amplified says, may blessing, praise, laudation, and eulogy be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual, given by the Holy Spirit, blessing in the heavenly realm.
Amen. We like that.
Amen.
He's going to bless us with every blessing from the heavenly realm. The last scripture we were led to was Jeremiah 32:40, New Living Translation. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them. I will put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they will never leave me. Mm. That's another great verse to personalize.
That's it.
And I will make an everlasting covenant with Melinda. I will never stop doing good for Melinda. I'll put a desire in Melinda's heart to worship me, and she will never leave me. One more. And I will make an everlasting covenant with Janice. I will never stop doing good for Janice. I'll put a desire in Janice's heart to worship me. She will never leave me. Not only is God going to cause us to prosper, to make us happy and walk in his favor, he's never, never going to stop doing good for us, and he will never leave us. Now, that's what we call
a blessing flow.
And speaking of blessing flow, join us tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern for Rich Thoughts TV.
Amen.
It'll bless you.
Yes.
It's a great teaching. It really is. You can do it by going to
YouTube
and Rich Thoughts TV online on YouTube. You can go to Savior Connect, or you can go to Facebook at Brother Harold. Hallelujah. So until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern and every morning at 8:30 a.m., God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.